Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. And by Johnny O. East Coast traditional meets West Coast casual. The best of both worlds apparel for men and boys. Visit www.johnny-o.com to learn more. And my guest this morning, Alison Metcalf, Vice President for Tourism Ireland. Welcome.
Great to be back, Anne.
Great to talk with you. It's always one of my favorite subjects, Ireland. And lots of activity in Ireland this past week involving the top players in the game, from the Irish Open at Mount Juliet to the J.P. McManus Pro-Am at Adair Manor, Alison.
Yeah, it's been an exciting week. And as you say, there's been a massive spotlight on Ireland and Irish golf with the two events, as you mentioned, the Irish Open at Mount Juliet in Ireland's ancient east, and of course the J.P. McManus Pro-Am, which attracted 9 out of the top 10 golfers for the two-day sort of 36-hole charitable event. So a lot of interest and a lot of great positive publicity coming out of Ireland over the last 2 weeks as it relates to golf.
And Adair Manor is just one of the many incredible venues, right, in Ireland. I remember visiting Adair Manor many times when Tom and Judy Kane owned it. They're an Irish-American couple from New Jersey. And I remember Tom telling me he bought Adair Manor sight unseen. And I think back then he paid £2 million for it. And they transformed Adair Manor into this 62-bedroom, 5-star luxury resort. And they commissioned Robert Trent Jones Sr. to design the golf course. And then back in 2015, J.P. McManus, he purchased it for $30 million, one of Ireland's multi-billionaires, right? It's just such a great story.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, J.P. McManus, as you say, purchased it back in 2015 and has obviously spent a significant amount of money totally revamping both the hotel and obviously the golf course as well. So the hotel now has 104 guest rooms and suites, in addition to there's lodges and garden cottages. It has an amazing spa. And they've obviously renovated and totally expanded the clubhouse. And the investment into the golf course obviously has been significant as well. So it really is one of Ireland's premier golfing resorts. And obviously to such an extent that it will host the 2027 Ryder Cup. So very exciting. I mean, it really has been sort of rebuilt from the bottom up. And it becomes one of the great places to stay and one of the great places to play golf.
I know the golf course, they call it the Augusta National of Ireland. It is just in perfect shape. Tiger played. It was actually his first time he played since the PGA Championship. Xander Schauffele, he won. He shot a 64 and then a 70. Xander coming off his Travelers Championship title. Padraig Harrington, he tied the course record at 64. Leona Maguire. So you had all these wonderful Irish players there.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it was, I think the who's who of golf certainly landed on at Adair Manor this last weekend. And obviously, because it was a pro-am, the world of celebrities also descended on the stunning course. So it's an event that typically is played every sort of 5 years, but hasn't been played, I believe, since about 2010. So it was a great event. And I think it's a unique event because for the 35 or 40,000 spectators were there, it really does give them an opportunity to get up close and almost personal with some of the leading PGA Tour players. It's an event that obviously raises a lot of money for great causes, for charities. And over the last number of years, significant amounts of money have been raised primarily to support charities in the Midwest region of Ireland, but also in other parts of the country and the world. So yes, it was a fantastic event, and just watching some of the TV coverage, it looks very informal. And as you say, there were celebrities there. Bill Murray was there, Jamie Dornan was there, Niall Horan was there, as well as other Irish celebrities. So I think a great time was had by all. And it was obviously a great opportunity to showcase, the very best of Irish golf. And I think the hospitality, I mean, that 19th hole also came across, and certainly in a lot of the coverage and a lot of the publicity on social media as well.
The Irish Open was last weekend, played at just another gorgeous estate in Ireland, Mount Juliet. Shane Lowry played, Padraig Harrington. There's just so many great spots. When you talk about Ireland, you know, you love to send people to the castles and to the estates, but the B&Bs are just charming. There's just such a great variety, Alison.
There are, that's right. I mean, there's something for every taste and also for every sort of pocketbook. But I think what a lot of American travelers like, whether they're golfers or not, is to do that mix and match, is to, treat yourself and stay in some of the great castles, but also in some of our smaller country house hotels that are independently owned and offer a unique brand of hospitality, as well as some of the guest houses. And also increasingly popular are house rentals or cottage rentals, or you can even take wings of stately homes as well. So again, particularly for folks traveling with other family members or small groups, so there's something for everybody. But I think that the one thing that is true throughout is the unique brand of hospitality that everybody can expect, wherever they're staying and wherever they venture out into small towns and villages on and off the golf course.
And talking about major championships, Royal Portrush will be hosting the 2025 Open Championship, really coming off so soon after 2019, when Irish's own Shane Lowry won the Open Championship at Royal Portrush by 6 shots. So it's exciting that Royal Portrush is getting the Open Championship so soon.
Yeah, I think it's testament to the success of the 2019 championship. Listen, both you and I were there, and it was a great, great event. We had all four seasons of weather, and I'll never forget the final day when Shane Lowry came up the 18th fairway in the pouring rain to an absolute rapturous crowd of home supporters there. But yes, the fact that it's going back in 2020 is testament to that great success. It's going to again put a spotlight on Ireland as a world-class golfing destination. So 2025, 2027 with Ryder Cup, and then of course the Irish Open will be back again next year. And I see Rory McIlroy has confirmed that he will return to the Irish Open in 2023. So I think what you're going to see over the next few years is obviously world-class golfers playing in Ireland, but also our homegrown talent, the Irish golfers, making sure that they also play in home events around the island of Ireland. And it was just great to see some of the other PGA Tour players in Ireland practicing ahead of the opening Open Championship at St Andrews next week, the week after next.
Isn't that great that Rory has already committed to next year's Irish Open? And I know Shane Lowry played this past week, Padraig Harrington. You just have to love the fact that these people, these players stay committed and loyal to the Irish audiences and fans.
Yeah, I think they want to play in front of the home crowd, and they want to give people the opportunity to see them play. Plus, I think that, at the end of the day, this is where they honed their skills, and they're very proud of that. The fact, and Ireland obviously offers some of the best golf you'll find anywhere in the world, particularly as it relates to links courses. So it's great to see, and it's great to see new Irish golfers coming onto the scene. Seamus Power and others, and obviously in the ladies' game with Leona Maguire. It continues through the generations here. I mean, we've got everybody from as you say. Padraig Harrington now on the Champions Tour, right way through to young up and coming players continuing to feed that great Irish golfing pipeline.
I have to tell you, for a small country, Ireland has produced incredible players. I mean, Padraig Harrington, you mentioned, three-time major title winner. He just won the U.S. Senior Championship. Incredible. You mentioned, Paul McGinley now he's former Ryder Cup captain. Now he's on the Golf Channel with his expert commentary, Darren Clark, Graham McDowell, Rory, of course, Rory McIlroy with his multitude of major titles, Shane Lowry having won the Open Championship in 2019. And you mentioned Seamus Power, who won in 2021. He's moving up the rankings very quickly, Seamus.
That's right. And I think it's probably worth pointing out that in Ireland, to a large extent, a lot of people grow up playing golf, and it's It's a much more inclusive and much more accessible game. And as a result of that, I think, obviously a good number of folks, bubble to the top and have managed to break into those upper echelons of the professional game. So yes, long may it continue.
Leona McGuire, you had mentioned Allison. She was a top world amateur, went to Duke, and she just has had such a great start. Already won an LPGA title in 2022. I didn't realize she has a twin sister. Did you know?
That's right. She does. She does. Again, I think she's obviously a great ambassador for the game and for particularly for the ladies game in Ireland. There's also Stephanie Meadow, who's also out there and went to the Olympics with Leona representing Ireland. So, I think that obviously it's a lot changing and a lot happening in the ladies game, as we know. And I think it's great that we have Irish golfers that are a part of that.
Yeah, they just represent the country incredibly well. And Ireland has 1/3 of all the world's links courses. So, when planning a golf trip, people always ask me, where should I go? What courses should I play? And what do you recommend? There just are so many exceptional links courses and resort properties. How do you recommend one plans their trip to Ireland?
Well, I think, as you say, people are traveling primarily for the links courses. The great thing in Ireland is you can base yourself in a different region and play a good number. So if it's your first visit, often golfers want to play some of these, the signature, the trophy courses, Royal Portrush, Royal County Down, Ballybunion, Lahinch. So you certainly probably want to start with some of those courses. But I think it's important to, you can base yourself and have a nice itinerary in the southwest of Ireland, then you can move up to the Midwest and move into the Northwest. And some of the, we call them hidden gems or less discovered courses, but they're becoming increasingly discovered. There's some great links courses in the North and Northwest. So in Sligo and in Donegal, so courses like Enniscrone, Ballyliffin, Naran and Port New up in Donegal, again, a new Gil Hance course there, Rosa Penna, the new Tom Doak St. Patrick's course, which, again, has received great acclaim. And it only opened in June 2021. And already it was ranked by a golf magazine at number 55 in the top 100 world rankings. So again, there's some great golf courses in that Northwest. And from there, you can move around to Northern Ireland, to Castle Rock, Port Stewart, Royal Portrush, and then come down and do Royal County Down. If you're looking at the Midwest, you've obviously got Lahinch and Doonbeg in the Southwest, Ballybunion, Waterville, Duke. You've got a lot of options there. And if, for example, you don't have that much time and you're spending it, you're in Dublin, again, there's some, some nice courses on the East Coast. You can play, you've got Portmarnock, you've got Royal Dublin. You can move up north of Dublin to Baltrae and then head up to Ardglass and Royal County Down. So I think the point is you can base yourself in a particular region. So Southwest, you might base yourself in Killarney or Waterville. You can base yourself in and around Sligo and Donegal and play multiple courses, then move to Northern Ireland. So you don't have to be moving on every single day. But I would recommend people spend at least a week. And if you have 10 days, then obviously you can take in a couple of regions and mix. I would mix and match between the signature courses and some of the lesser known links courses, where you will have a great golfing experience. You'll find great value. They all offer an equally famous 19th hole.
The crack is
the crack, as they say.
So much fun.
The crack is back.
The crack is back. The pub culture and the music is so much fun to unwind after you play either 18 or 36 and you go into the pubs and just enjoy the Irish hospitality. Really, that's one of my favorite parts of Ireland.
Absolutely. And I think that's what makes Ireland unique. I think it's what makes Ireland stand out. We've got great golf, and you're going to be challenged wherever you're playing. But I think it's as much about what happens off the golf course as well in the clubhouse. Again, you'll find a very warm welcome, but there's also the opportunity to explore the great scenery, some of our great heritage, whether it's castles, taking a whiskey distillery. There's many great and unique experiences that are easily accessible and can easily be combined with a golfing vacation. So it is that that hospitality, which I think is special. And there's a certain informality about it, which I think most visitors enjoy.
And I love driving the country roads. It's so scenic, as you mentioned. The scenic beauty is worth the trip alone.
Yes.
Love to drive those roads.
And whether you're doing a self-drive or whether you're part of, you know, you have maybe, you know, a small executive vehicle, and you have a executive coach and you have a driver, it doesn't really matter, but it's easy to get off the beaten track. And of course, because you're going to be playing the links courses, you're on the coast, you are off the beaten track, and that's the beauty of it. You're never going to be far from that wonderful rugged coastline, which makes our links courses and the dunes are very special.
And for some travel tips, visit tourismireland.com and you'll get some ideas of some of the many things you can do in addition to playing the incredible links and parkland courses. Alison Metcalf, thank you so much for joining me with Tourism Ireland. Book your trip now to the Emerald Isle.
Thank you, Anne.
Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.